AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 27th of July, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Susan Fahler of the American Red Cross. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
How are things going for you this Tuesday?
Well, so far, considering I just got up about 30 minutes ago, pretty good.
Welcome to another day.
Enough time for a dose of coffee?
Yes, yes. Actually, I do water in the morning. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I heard it stunts your growth, and I'm only 5'2", so I don't want to add.
You don't need any more stunting, huh?
No, I do not.
Well, let's talk about let's talk about things going the other way, and that's the need for blood. You have, the way it sounds, some blood drives that are starting to stack up here on the community calendar.
We certainly do. We have one that's coming up on Thursday at Northern Heights in Americus at the junior high gym. And I want to tell you real quick, too, about the high school blood drives that you see. Those high school blood drives are very beneficial to students in a variety of ways. One way is because a lot of times they're either earning money for FFA or STUCO or cheerleaders or basketball teams or whatever. And then there's also the scholarship drives. So whenever you see those school drives, always be sure to try to support those. This blood drive that's being put on at Northern Heights is going to benefit the FFA. So I just looked and they have about 20 appointments left. So we need all of our America's friends to come on out and support the local FFA. And the best way to find all of these different blood drives that we have is to go to redcrossblood.org, type in the zip code, and all of the blood drives within about a 20-mile radius will pop up. And then you can certainly pick and choose the ones that you want to go to. But during July, so basically the only blood drive we have in the area until August is this one at Northern Heights. And donors that show up for that drive get a $10 Amazon gift card via email, and you get your name put in for a drawing for free gas for a year. There will be three winners for that, and also there's a trip for four to Cedar Point or Knott's Berry Farm that includes travel, hotel, parking, admission, blah, 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 all that good stuff. So a lot of incentives. I hate that we have to put incentives out there to try to get people to come in and donate, but right now we are critically low on blood, and the shortage is mainly due to more elective surgeries going on and more trauma, and just because we're all moving around more. As a matter of fact, in the past 3 months, we had distributed more than 75,000 blood products than we had expected to. And so now we're obviously running lower, and summer's always hard because people are busy with fair, which is getting ready to come up for us, and as well as all of the travel that we like to do in the summer.
All right, so North Lyon County Junior High School, that's what, from 11:30 until 6? Is that the time window?
Yes, it is 11:30 to 6, and that's at the Junior High Gym.
Okay.
Gotcha.
In America.
And that is in Americus. All right, well, I know that we are not that far away, Susan, from a Battle of the Badges event, right?
That is true. Very excited about that. That's always one of my favorite drives in town. I just love it. It's going to be August 11th, 12th, and 13th at the 12th Avenue Baptist Church. We will be giving away free Battle of the Badge t-shirts for all the presenting donors. And, of course, you get to vote for your favorite first responders. And, of course, this year, as always, they're going to be at each other trying to win votes so they can partake in that traveling trophy.
Outstanding. Now, anything that's new about this particular Battle of the Badges effort than what we've seen in years past?
No, basically, we're going to shoot for what we've been doing because it's been very successful, and we like success, so we're going to do that.
Right.
Again, this year, we're also teaming with Corporate Challenge with the REC, and if you have a Corporate Challenge team, you get 5 extra credit points, if you will, bonus points, by coming in and donating blood, and they're going to have two teammates to come in and donate blood during the Battle of the Badges. So that's pretty exciting.
That is. That's an incentive right there. Now, so that's Wednesday, August 11th, Thursday, August 12th, and Friday, August 13th at the 12th Avenue Baptist Church Gym. And you can schedule your appointments prior to, correct, Susan?
Yes, and actually we prefer everybody do that so we kind of know what to expect. It's hard when we have a lot of walk-ins just because the staff can only see so many people in a given amount of time, and so it's just best to have that appointment. And yeah, sometimes those blood drives run a little bit behind, but we got to remember that basically we're all going for the gold. I like to say donating blood is like liquid gold, so it's blood for life, and we need to remember that we're donating because we are needed for patients. And of course, like I mentioned, right now, we're really low, so we would appreciate everybody that could possibly come out to come and do that and come visit us. Also wanted to mention that there's a blood drive next Tuesday at Emporia State University, and that's at the Skyline Room, and that is running from 12 to 6. And then Opie High School, bless them, they are some collecting kids, let me tell you. They host 5 blood drives a year there, and it all goes towards their scholarships for students. So, and each student, there's a different student in charge of each blood drive. So it's pretty amazing. And boy, they really pull out all the stops. But their blood drive is on Tuesday, the 4th. That'll be at the Knights of Columbus building from 12 to 6. So there are about 30 appointments left there and 20 for Emporia State. And then there's all the ones that we'll have for Battle of the Badges.
Let me ask you this, Susan, really quickly. We talk about urgent, critical need for blood, and we've been talking about this for years now, but I guess when do you get to the point where you're at urgent need for blood, and when do you get to the spot where you're at the critical need for blood, and have we gotten to the point past critical at this point in time, or as critical as bad as it gets?
No, we're kind of in the mid-range there. And what they do is we have a certain amount of blood that we know each hospital needs just to have on hand on a regular basis. But when they start having more surgeries, elective surgeries and traumas, then of course they need more blood. Well, we can look at our shelves and say, oh my goodness, we're running low. What are we going to do? And so that's when we start pulling out all the stops, because this is the only way that patients can get blood is by donors. So, and volunteers. And it's just amazing the number of people that come in and donate. But of course, you know, we all want to take our vacations. And I know that people are out in their fields right now, and it's harder for a lot of the rural towns to come in because they've got their crops and whatever they're doing, working on cattle. So we always know summer's going to be low, but right now, just because of the way everything has happened in the past year, we're just really, really hurting right now.
To make your life-saving appointment, call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. All right, so many opportunities to save lives by giving blood through the American Red Cross. Susan, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And as I mentioned, we can all go for the gold. We want your liquid gold. Come see us.
All right. We'll put you on the podium. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
All right. Susan Fahler, American Red Cross. Update on some opportunities to give blood and save lives.
Chuck? There you have it. And if you'd like to be part of our morning show, be sure to call us at 620-342-1400 or email KVUA at KVUA.com. And speaking of Battle of the Badges, we're working on getting all the agency representatives on for a morning show or talk of Emporia next week. So give us a call. We'll get you on the schedule. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Jason Santangelo and Brett McLaughlin of the Emporia State Athletics Department. The ESU Athletics Auction and Golf Tournament coming up August 19th and 20th. We'll focus on both tomorrow.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 733, 72 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
USD 252 Southern Lyon County will be having open enrollment for all children birth to 5 years old on July 28th.